Welcome to Series 2 in the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk, the second in Volume 6, Mythic Ideas and Modern Culture, is entitled The Psychological Basis of Freedom. It was recorded at Bennett College in Greensboro, North Carolina, on September 15, 1970. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Well, it is a privilege to open this semester of discussion of the broad and extremely difficult question of freedom and what it is. And I can say also that it's a great, great pleasure to find myself before a group that's about the size that Sarah Lawrence was when I first came there. And at that time also, it was exclusively for young women. And I like this too, girls wall to wall. The pleasure of driving up here was considerable also, in spite of the day, beautiful road and so forth. And there was only one serious auto accident visible on the way, two cars, where the drivers had overestimated their capacity for freedom. And they had begun by breaking the social law, which was that the speed limit at that particular point was about 40 miles an hour. And then they had come into collision with the natural law, the laws of physics. Now, another aspect of this that struck me, and I thought, what a divine gift to me to encounter this on the way to talk to people about freedom. Another aspect of freedom is that of identity, who you think you are, and what your estimate of your own capacities are. Of course, when we come to the question of the natural law and the natural order, there is a whole school of thought, well, I would say nine-tenths of the schools of thought, that would say that there's no such thing as freedom at all, that we are all governed by natural law, just as the physical world is, and the vegetal world is, and the animal world is, so also the human world. And the question as to whether there is such a thing as free will comes up here. It was a very sensitive point, and this is a basic religious problem. If we are mechanically motivated, somewhat more sophisticated machines, perhaps, than plants or sticks and stones, then there is no such thing as freedom, actually, and no body can be charged with guilt for doing anything. Now, of course, in a good deal of our newspaper and sociological talk these days, it is as though people could not be charged for guilt, particularly if they come from what are called deprived environments. There's a tendency to treat people from those levels of our social order as though they were not human, as though they did not have free will, as though an individual brought up under unfortunate circumstances was a kind of machine. Going still further, when one studies Freud, we hear it all over the place, our parents are to blame. So no one's to blame for the idiot that he is, because it was something his father or mother did, or they fell out of the cradle or something of the sort. So with Freud, we're able to blame our parents for all of our shortcomings. And then with our Marxian school, we can blame our society for all of our shortcomings. Nobody is a self-responsible, willing individual. And finally now, I notice that among young people, astrology has become a very favorite concern. And so we can now blame the universe. And nobody is accepting the responsibility that is implied in the concept of free will to initiate his own life.